Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Monday Gospel Pulpit for January the 5th as we begin the first full week of 2026. And, of course, Brother Ricky Cawthorn along with you, and I just thank God for being on these great stations as we start another year out, and I hope that the Lord will bless you. And we'll be getting into some different messages this year that I believe the Lord will help us. We'll just let the Holy Spirit lead us. We're going to start a three-part messages today. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about prayer. And we'll start that here today. So I hope it'll be a blessing. I would encourage you to do two things, as I do every year. Number one, I encourage you to read your Bible through this year. Get you some kind of plan, whatever works for you. But I encourage you, and I encourage myself, let's do that this year. Let's read our Bibles through. And then I encourage you to keep a regular time in prayer and keep a prayer list. Amen. And pray for you. There's so many people that need our prayers. I run into people who said, pray for me, preacher. Amen. Preachers need our prayers, and young people need our prayers, and old folk need our prayers, and everybody needs our prayers. And so we need to be praying for each other in these great days. I hope to be making some announcements a little bit later in this year of some things that we're going to be doing here. And you pray for us. Just pray for me that God will help me. Got a busy year already lining up, and I praise the Lord for it. And so, again, I say that you preachers, if you want us to come by your church and talk about the work here at GBI, I'd be glad to do that in any area where we're on the radio at. I'd be glad to do that. And I praise the Lord for the privilege and opportunity of being able to talk about the work, amen, that God has given us to. Not looking for a place to preach. I mean, I'll preach if you want me to, but I'm just saying, I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because I want to father the work of gospel broadcasting. And this is a mission work, helping people get where they need to be, and then helping people. We want to encourage people, young men, to start churches, amen, and evangelize, not only in America, but other countries around the world. And I praise the Lord for what God is doing. Father, I love you on this Monday. I pray the Word of God will have free course. Bless our message as it goes forward now. And we'll love you and praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. I pray. Amen. We're going to be talking about prayer. Well, that's something that we need, right? It's a good thing to start the year off with this year, is talking about prayer. So we're going to do that today. The message is R485-1, I believe it is. R485-1. So let's go to the message at this time. Now we begin a new series of messages, and we're going to begin this series of messages, and these will be on prayer. I believe that one of the most important things in the life of a Christian is prayer. And unfortunately, in the day we're living in, prayer is one of the most neglected things among Christian people. Many people do not pray because many people do not know how to pray. Now, praying is not just, and it is calling on the Lord, but it's deeper than that, and you can grow your prayer life. And I hope these messages will help teach us to pray. And the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray. And I believe that we ought to be taught today as Christians on how to pray. And so I hope these messages that we're going to bring will be a blessing as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead. Now, I want to begin, if you want to take your Bibles and follow with me during this study, I want to begin at Genesis chapter number 4. Genesis chapter number 4. Now, this is a sort of an odd place to take a text to begin a series of messages on prayer. But in this text, we find, of course, Genesis 4 is the godly seed, the ungodly seed of Cain. And Genesis 5 is the godly seed of Seth. And we find here at the end of Genesis chapter number 4, God gives us some instructive verses. In verse 25, he talks about Seth being born. And then in verse number 26, he says something to us. He says this. He says, "And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Now, I began to think about that, and I began to study on that, and actually I preached a whole message on that. What does that mean? What is the significance of in us being born that men would call upon the name of the Lord? What did that have to do with men? And I believe that began the spirituality of the seed line of Seth. Now, from this verse, we learn Seth was a man of prayer and helped others to pray. Now, I'll give you an illustration. Seth was taught communication with God. No doubt, Seth was taught two things. Seth was taught about the blood. Now, that's what got Cain into trouble, is because he did not believe in the blood to cleanse sin, to take away sin, and to cover sin in the Old Testament. And so he offered the fruit of the ground. Well, Abel was a believer in the blood. He died for the cause of Christ. Now, Seth was the seed instead of Abel. Now, Seth was also taught, I believe, probably three things. Seth was also taught that he, from his seed, would come a Savior to the world. Adam and Eve had sinned. Adam and Eve cut themselves off from God. Now they'd have to have their sins covered under the Old Testament. But there would come one later that would take away sin. So Seth was taught that from his seed, the Messiah would come. I think another thing Seth was taught was the communication with God. Remember, Adam and Eve, the Lord walked with them in the cool of the day. There was a time when God came to the garden and visited with man and had fellowship with God. And so I believe Seth was taught about the fellowship of God in the garden. And so keeping these things in mind, we look at Genesis chapter 5, verse number 6. The Bible says, "And Seth lived 105 years." Now, that's important. There's not a verse in the Bible that's not important. "And begat Enos." Now, wait a minute. 105 years. Now, I know that some of those men lived a long time before they begat sons, as you go down and read that genealogy. But I believe that every one of them had a test from God. Now, wait a minute. Think about this. Now, Adam and Eve, there is no record of how old they were when Cain was born. I don't think they were very old. There was no record of how old they were when Abel was born. There was no record of how old they were when Seth was born. Now, wait a minute. But Seth is now the seed, all right, from where the Messiah will come. And now Seth goes maybe 30 years. He gets married. 40 years, no son. 50 years, no son. 60 years, no son. 70 years, no son. 80 years, no son. Do you think maybe Seth prayed? Do you think maybe he said, "Lord, you've promised me this, but I have not seen this yet"? And one day at 105 years old, Enos was born. And at the birth of Enos, the Bible said, "Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." You know why? Because they saw Seth pray, they prayed. I'm not adding to the Bible, amen? That may not be the case at all, but that's what I get from the Scriptures. And I prayed to the Lord about to help me understand that. And I believe this. I believe Seth was a praying man. And I believe this one man turned a generation to prayer. Because something had to turn this generation at the birth of Enos, then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, let me say today, you may be one person. You may be an older person. You may be 85 years old sitting by the radio. You may be a person that maybe you can't go to church like you used to. I remember a dear saint of God many years ago, in my early days as a young preacher, Sister Hill would write me on the radio. Sister Hill lived in the state of Kentucky, and she listened to me on the radio. And Sister Hill was a prayer warrior. Now, up in years, Sister Hill would write letters at the end of the journey, and you couldn't hardly read the letters. You'd have to kind of guess at what she was saying. But I'll tell you one thing she did is she prayed. Amen. That dear lady prayed. She knew God. And my friend, God give us some men, women, boys, and girls today that will know God. Now, we know about God. Oh, we go to Bible college and we study all the dispensations and all the divisions and all the rightly dividing a chapter. And we can take a chapter and outline. And by the way, I'm not against that. That's all right. If that's what you want to do, I'm not against that at all. But listen, as much as knowing about God and as much as knowing about God's book, my friend, give us some men and women, not just men, but women that know God. Amen. They said that Susanna Wesley, the mother of the Wesley brothers, somebody came to see her one day. And one of the boys said, "Oh, you can't see Mama right now." And they said, "Why not? We need to see her. It's kind of urgent." "No, you can't see Mama right now." "Well, why not?" Well, this is the time of the day she talks with God. Amen. Listen, we ought to talk with God. We in this generation, we are lacking prayer warriors. Have you ever thought about something? America is getting wickeder and wickeder every day. I mean, things are happening in this country right now that if you'd told me 50 years ago when I first started the church, I wouldn't have believed you. Now, wait a minute. Have you ever thought of something? It's just in our generation. Now, think about it. From 50 years to now, think about it. R.G. Lee's in heaven. Hiles is in heaven. Roloff's in heaven. Tom Malone's in heaven. Sammy Allen's in heaven. Stinnett Ballew's in heaven. Percy Ray's in heaven. They're all gone. Dr. Seitler's in heaven. Dr. Green's in heaven. Mays Jackson is in heaven. Billy Kelly's in heaven. They're gone. Wait a minute. That's the generation that I grew up. Dr. Bobby Robertson is gone. That's the generation that I grew up listening to. That's the generation I patterned my life after. Brother Noah Fry is gone. Amen. They're gone. They're gone. They're in heaven. Now, wait a minute. Who is taking their place as far as prayer? Brother Sammy Allen was a man of prayer. If you study your Bible, the job of the preacher. Now, the preacher may have other jobs. He may visit the hospital. He may do funerals and weddings. But I want to remind you of something that we're forgetting. That's not the preacher's main job. You may think it is, but it is not according to the Bible. It is not his main job. The preacher's main job is to spend time in prayer and the ministry of the Word, getting the Word of God out. But he is to be a man given to prayer. Amen. And listen, folk, we almost make fun of prayer today. Our prayers go like, I lay me down to sleep and park my scooter in the street. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord would send Peter, Abraham, or Jacob and mash the brake. Well, let me say, brother, we need to do better praying than that. And through this series, I hope to help you. Men begin to call on the name of the Lord. One man turned the generation in prayer. Will you be the person that will turn your family or your church into prayer? Young people, would you pray? I began praying. I wasn't faithful to it. I'm not saying I was a great prayer warrior. But I learned to pray shortly after I got saved. I prayed for a man named Jay Johnson. Jay was a lost sinner. Jay later got saved. And I never witnessed to Jay. The Lord told me to. I didn't. But I believe some of my prayers helped get Jay saved. I believe that God honors prayer. Then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. This man changed a whole generation of people. This man changed it. Amen. Now, let me say this to you. Seth knew from that he would be, that his seed from him would come the Messiah. But it took a long time to get that child. Amen. Now, through prayer, we can make a change. Let me read you one of my favorite verses in the Bible dealing with prayer. Now, I'm in the introduction of this study right now. I'm in no hurry. I'm going to rely upon the Holy Ghost to tell me when to get finished and all that kind of thing. So I'm really in no hurry, but I want you to open your Bibles. And if you want to follow with me, I hope you'll do it. I hope at least you'll write this down and underline it and come back to this verse. But I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, and I look at verse number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Now I want you to listen to this verse. The Bible says this, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now that leaves most of what we're doing in the church today out. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast today. We've been preaching to you on prayer. That's message R485-1. If you want the message, you could put that R number on it, or you could put today's date on there. We'll send it to you free of charge on a CD, or we'll email it to you. You just give us your email address. Our mailing address, if you'd like to write, is the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. If you're making a check and a contribution to our ministry, just make the check to GBI. You can call our offices 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fails.
turn the water into wine to the hungry.